Gary, I'm stating the obvious here, but that was not what you wanted today.
No, obviously it's a poor result. I think we've done well in the first half. But you sense again, once the first goal goes in, that we get... You know, I think there was only Adam Jones and he was off after, 20, 25 minutes. Obviously we lost Adam's strength. And then a bunch of kids. You know, they're very down in there. They've given their all. They couldn't have tried no more. But it's just an experience. It's giving it away in little silly areas, not being aware of defending when we're attacking. And it's a tough day. I thought it was cruel, the four, to be fair. I thought we played some real good football. But it's tough times. You can't get away from that. They're tough.
And I understand the results haven't gone particularly well today either. I think Marine and Mickleover might have won.
Yeah, it's getting tough, and you know we've got to scrap with them. What we haven't got is any experience, or the bit we've got is injured. Obviously Scott's done his groin on Saturday, so he's out. Adam Jones pulls up after 20.
Ryan Ellison
was starting and broke down in the warm up. Pav is struggling.
That's Pavel Cernins, not me.
No, you're not struggling. Pav's still struggling with something that we thought was something nothing. That's turned into weeks now. So, you know, that's some of the experience that we've got, and you can't get away from how tough it is. I mean, the fans aren't happy, which you can understand. But I thought with the young lads today, and there was a lot of young lads out there, gave of their all. It's just inexperience, and we've been done in the second half.
The transfer deadline's just gone. You only brought in one player, the goalkeeper.
I thought he's done okay, Kieran. Yeah.
But were you not able to bring anyone else in?
Not really, mate. Not with the circumstances they are. We've got to bring something that we think will be better than what we've got. And at that particular time or the build up to it, no, we couldn't. We tried to get a couple in, but couldn't get them in.
Your programme notes were a bit fiery and to the point today. Well, your programme apparently is a real sort of attack on the team in the programme notes. Some people felt they might demotivate rather than motivate.
I don't want to comment on that about that, really.
Right. So, I mean, the question is a tough game. They're all tough games.
They're all tough,
Blythe coming up. But, I mean, I suppose the fans will be knowing, can Hyde United stay up?
Well, obviously, we believe that. But we also believe that we've got to get some points on the board. We're in a poor run, you know. It's frustrating when you look back and you think, like the game last Monday, that we should have won, really, and we threw 2 points away. So we just said now we've got 6 cup finals, and we've just got to keep giving of our best and try and hope that it breaks a little bit and we get something.
Does it help that most of them are at home, or would you rather be away?
No, I think we can play here, but we're just short of some experienced bodies at the minute. Scott, who's obviously the top goal scorer.
Scott Spencer.
Yeah. Adam Jones, who's given us some real strength and power at the back. He's now out again. The right back, Jordan Snowden, tore his hamstring Saturday. He won't play again this season. So it's a catalogue of injuries.
A couple of suspensions, I suppose, coming up.
You know, it's all conspiring against us at the minute. But we can't feel sorry for ourselves. We've got to just get on with it and try and get something.
So, do you think we'll be all right in the end?
Well, me and Matt have got to believe that, and you know, if we don't believe that, you know, we've got to put that over to the players, and the players, like I said, are pretty down in there. You know, there's some tired legs; they've put the socks off. But you know, Martin made a point in there. It's like a under-21 team against experienced players, and it got us so far. I thought, you know, we could have scored a few in the first half. I thought we could have had a penalty. They didn't threaten us loads, and then goal goes in that everyone thought was offside. I don't know, a lot of the players thought it was offside, and then you get stretched a little bit and you only need to lose a couple mentally then, or just a couple heads go down, all of a sudden them small gaps become big gaps, and we've got picked off at the end. You know, it's been tough for them.
Cheers.